לא ואומר, רישוי איס קטוני, רישוי איס שבס שתיים. We had had a problem the Mishnah in Shavuos that said Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba, and the only way we could figure out Shtayim Shehein Arba L'chiyuv is only if we'll say we'll include Hachnosis. And the problem was, why does the Tana call Hachnosa Hitzo? So before we had a Shtik Teire that Hachnosa also falls into the category of Heitzah. That was Ravashi's Mahalach. Rav Amar Rishuyeis Ktoni. Yitziyeis, the translation of Yitziyeis means Rishuyeis. The Baal HaMoir says a little bit to explain it, how Rishuyeis become Yitziyeis. So the Baal HaMoir says, Kol Rishus Nikreis Yitziye, every Rishus is called a Yitziye, Mimnei Shehi Mutzeis Mechlal Chavurto. It is a separate entity, it's a separate Rishus, so therefore it's called a Yitziye. A Yitziye is called a Rishus. So Bekitzel, so Rove said, Rishuyeis Ktoni, Rishuyeis Shabbos Shtayim. The Rishuyeis of Shabbos are Shtayim. There are two Rishuyeis, a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabin. Let us see Rashi. Rav HaOma, the Kashaloch Lishne Di Yitziyah, you have a problem. The Lashon of Yitziyah, Bein Hocha, Sayim Masech De Shabbos, Bein Hosom, Sayim Masech De Shavuos, Rishuyah Is Ktoni, I'll solve your problem. Yitziyah does not mean Hoitzah, Yitziyah means Rishuyah. Rishuyah Is Shtayim. There are two Rishuyos, Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim. There's a Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Shehein Arba Bifnim. So what does that mean? Kleima, Val Yedehem. Through these two Rishuyos, Yesh Lecha Arba Isurim Bifnim. With these two Rishuyos, Ha'oimed Bifnim could be over four Isurim. The four Isurim is Haitzoh v'achnose min ha-toyre and potter avoloser by Haitzoh v'achnose and potter avoloser. There's the Tziyurim of potter avoloser. Uchinek don v'chutz u'mehem l'chiyev mehem l'ptu. V'ahi d'shvuiz kul l'chiyuve k'do kimne. So that is Rav's Teretz. And Rav avoided the problem of Hachnosa Haitzor Korile. Zoktaisvis, Rishuyais Ktoni, Rishuyais Shtayim Shehein Arba. Perish, so Rashi, this is Rashi's Pshat, the Shtayim Koyi are Rishuyais. There are two Rishuyais, Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. The kosher l'rivo. So Taisus asks a kasha on the kosher l'rivo. So the rivo is a kasha on Rashi. The imkain loy havelei lemisnei u'shtayim shehein arba b'chutz. It should not have said shtayim shehein arba b'chutz. Elo shtayim shehein arba b'fnim v'arba b'chutz shtayim shtayim lomoli. So Taisvis is asking the Kasha as follows. According to Rashi, the Mishnah is repetitious. Rishuyais HaShabbos. The Rishuyais of Shabbos are Shtayim. There are two Rishuyais L'gabi Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim. Shehein, through these two Rishuyais, Ha'oimed Bifnim is Oiver Arbe, and Ha'oimed Bechutz is Oiver Arbe. So what do you say? Rishuyais HaShabbos, Shtayim, Shein Arba Bifnim, Ushtaim, and there's two Rishuyas, these are the same Rishuyas. We have two Rishuyas, Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, and the Oimed Bifnim is Oiver Dalit, and the Oimed Bechutz is Oiver Dalit. So Al Kolponim, so why does he have to repeat twice, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtaim, 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 Lomoli. Upirish Rivo,
Agavulche, the Ramban asks another kasha on Rashi. The Ramban asks, so it comes out that the Yitzis HaShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba is different than all the other cases in Mesachta Shavuos. For example, Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba means there are two plus two equals four. Yidiyas Atum Shtayim Shehein Arba, there are two plus two. That's so the Shehein Arba means with another two, it'll equal four. According to Rashi Pshat, Yitziyah Shabbos Shtayim, there are two Rishuyah, Shehein Arba, there are Arba Chiyuvim. So it doesn't flow with all the other Shtayim Shehein Arbas. And the whole reason the Tana put them together is because they're all one gather, Shtayim Shehein Arba. According to Rashi, it's a different Shtayim Shehein Arba. The Loshen is the same, but the Mechuvan is much different. Upirish Riva, so the Riva said a different pshat. Rishuyos Shabbos. The Rishuyos of Shabbos. In the Tanna is not mentioning how many Rishuyos. Yesh mehem shnei chiyuvim. Shehein dalet bifnim. Ubeis chiyuvim shehein dalet bechutz. So the Riva said, no, that the Shtayim does not go on the Rishuyos. The Shtayim goes on the chiyuvim. Yitzis HaShabbos means Rishuyos HaShabbos. In the Rishuyos HaShabbos, for Ha'emet Bifnim, the Shtayim, there's two Chiyuvim, Shehein Arba, plus the other two will equal four. So the Shtayim does not go on the Rishuyos. The Shtayim goes on the Chiyuvim. That is the Rivos Pshat. In Digduk, Tachsachmed is a Shtikel Ha'ore on the Rivo. Chiyuvim is a Loshen Zocha. He says, Shesh Bam Shnei Chiyuvim. And the Mishnah says, Yitzis HaShabbos Shtayim. So according to Rashi, that the Shtayim is going under Rishuyos HaChaps HaLoshen Nekeve. Rishuyos HaShabbos Shtayim. According to the Rivo, that it is going under Chiyuvim, so it should have said Rishuyos HaShabbos. In the Rishuyos HaShabbos, there are Shnayim Shehein Arba. There's two Chiyuvim Shehein Dal Bifnim, a base Chiyuvim Shehein Dalet Bechutz. That is one Ha'ore L'Chayre on the Rivo. There's another Ha'ore that the Achrayim ask on the Rivo, the Loshna Gemara is Shver according to the Rivo. Rav Amar Rishuyes K'toni, Rishuyes Shabbos Shtayim. So you see from the Loshna Gemara that Shtayim goes together with the Rishuyes. According to Rashi, it's very good. Rishuyes Shabbos Shtayim. Then Shehein Arba Chiyuvim. According to the Rivo, Rishuyes Shabbos period. Shtayim Shehein Arba, the Shtayim goes with the Shehein Arba. That is the Kasha. The Ramban himself asks the Kasha. He also holds like the Rivo. The Ramban says, it's a Lishne Kaita. The Gemara didn't want to erase the Shtayim Shehein Arba. But it is a Ha'ore according to the Rivo. According to what do we do with the Kasha and Rashi, the Rivo asked the Kasha and Rashi that why the Tan is repetitious? Why does he have to repeat two times Shtayim? So the Gram Horovitz says as follows: V'kushis atoisves. He also asked the Kasha and the Rivo Rishuyos Shabbos Shtayim. The Kushis Atoisvis Nireli, the Gram Horowitz is page 124. The Kushis Atoisvis Nireli Liyashiv Bipshitis Mishum Deike Suchiyuvi. There are more Chiyuvim. Elasha Einon Al Yedei Beis Rishuyais. The Zoyrek Daladamis Hu Bishus Echot. U Moishit Hu Begimul Rishuyais. That means the Gram Horovitz says Amoyre de Keteretz. That means a person who is standing Bachutz in Rishus HaRabim, he could be over another Chiyuv. Standing in Rishus HaRabim, he could be over the Chiyuv of Mavad Daladamas Rishus HaRabim. But for that Chiyuv, you don't need two Rishuyas. For the Chiyuv of Mavad Daladamas Rishus HaRabim, with one Rishus is sufficient. The one that's Oymed Bifnim, he could be over the Chiyuv of Moishit. But then you need three Rishuyas. Rishus HaYochid, L'Rishus HaYochid, so the one that's Oiva Bifnim can be Oiva other Isurim, but you need three Rishuyas. So the Mishnah is saying with two reshuyos, the oimid b'chutz is over shtayim, is over arba yisurim, and with the two reshuyos, the oimid b'fnim is oimid dalad yisurim. If you'll make a different combination, there'll be more yisurim. The oimid b'fnim could be over moishit. That's with three reshuyos. So Memela, that's he wants to for Rashi. The Yitzias near Lo Riva, the Have Kemay Taitzois. The how does Yitzias become Rishuyas? Yitzias is equal to Taitzois. The Ashkechin Rishuyas, the Ikro Haitzois, the Chsiva Hoyo Taitzois of Hayomo, Metageminin Rashvosei. So we see Taitzois is a Russian Rishus. We don't have this in our Targum. About Kaponim, so therefore, Rishuyais is, Yitzias equals Taitzois, which equals Rishuyais. That's what the Pshat in the Mishnah. Now we're starting a new sugya. Omalei Rav Masne La'abaye. Hotamni Havi. The Mishnah says that there are Shtayim Shem Arba Befnim, and Shtayim Shem Arba Bechutz. So Amalei Rav Masne Labaye, Hotamni Havyin, Ntarta Sori Havyin. There are eight, and it comes out there 12. Let us see what Rashi says. Tarti Sori Havyin. Otamya Havyin, there's eight, Tarta Sori Havyin. There are 12. There are 12 altogether. There's not eight. Like this, it comes a shtayim shein arba, shtayim shein arba. So all together, there are eight. So he says, no. Tarta sori haven. There are 12. What are the 12? Arbo chiyuvi. There are four chiyuvim. That's the haitzov achnose from the oimed befnim and the haitzov achnose of the oimed bechutz. Period. And then, in the darabonons, there's not only four darabonons, there's eight darabonons. Utmanye, and there's eight pturi. What are the eight potter v'hava osa? Shtei akirais la'oni b'loi hanoche. We have two cases in the Mishnah where the oni made an akira without hanoche. Ushtei hanoches b'loi akira. We have two cases we made hanoches without an akira. You also have two akiris and two anoches. Keep going. Posha ta'oni is yodei meleya lifnim v'nota balabayis mitoicho rei akira la'oni anoche la'balabayis oi shenosan lisoicho v'hoitzi rei akira la'balabayis v'anoche la'oni v'chein posha balabayis k'diktoni lo. We have here in the Darabonons, we have here four cases. And in each of the four cases, one made an akira and one made a hanoche. So al kaponim, so all together, there are not four darabonons, there are eight darabonons. There are not eight darabonons, there are eight darabonons, and all together, there's 12. Yeah. Will it time meich? So the Gemara asked, Shitzerin Havyin. Why didn't you ask a better kasha? Not there's 12, there are 16. Shitzerin Havyin, yes, if you cheshben out all the rabbonons, which there are in the Mishnah, so there are 16. The Ikel Amechshev Nami Rashi says, Hanoch Pturi Demisni Gabi Chiyuvi. Now, let us look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what is the first case of Chiyuv? Posha ta'oni es yodai lifnim, v'nosan l'seich yodai shal balabais. The oni made an akire and the hanoche. So it says, ha'oni chayiv, u'balabais potter. So we have here, when the oni made an akire, the balabais is potter. So you have over here, so in the both cases, the oni made achnosada, or the oni made oitzo, so by these both cases, the oni is chayiv and the balabayis is potter. And then you have the same way the other way. When the balabayis made the achnos and the oitzo, so the oni is potter. So we have four more. So Mamela, there are not 12 Potter Avolosses, there are 16. Yeah, so Mamela, so you should ask the Kasha better. Omale, holoi Kasha. That doesn't bother me. Bishloime boved the Reisha. The case in the Reisha, the first case in the Reisha. So if the Oni made a hachnose, what did he do? He took a chayfet from the Rishus Arabim and he put it into the hand of the Balabos. So he made the Akire, he made the Hanoche, and the Balabos didn't do anything. So that's Potter, he's Potter from a Kolben, Mutter, it's Mutter, he didn't do any Avere. Like Tony, so that doesn't go into the Shtayim Shehein Arba, because the Arba is, there are four Isurim. It did not Chiyuvim, the four Isurim Al Kaponim. This Potter is Potter and Mutter. So Memele, in the cases where the other one is Mechuyev, and he didn't participate at all in the Maloche, so Memele, so that Potter is Potter and Mutter, so that can go into the Cheshbon. El above it is safe. But I'm asking in the case when both participate in the Maloche, when one makes an Akira, one makes a Hanoche, there you have another four cases to add on. Av above the Seife, the Potter Av also Kashe, this is Shver. So Mamela, Mamela, that is my Kashe. So Rashi says, Bovede reishe ha'oni chaye v'balabayis potter v'balabayis chaye v'oni potter the potter michatos umutel lechatchile dolav akira ovad v'loi hanocha ovad sha'ache eniche biyode. He didn't do anything at all. So memele, so that is nothing but to speak about. Potter avoloso. Potter avolosa, potter michatas avolosa midavreim lechatchile. That's kshver. This should go into the cheshbon. Let us see Taisus. Boved reishe potter umuta. Vim toima, for Taisus akashe. Now let's take the boved reishe. The oni had, let's say, a basket. He picked up the basket from the Rishus Arabim. And he puts the basket into the hand of the Balabos. The Balabos had his hand, and he put the basket into his hand. So in Melechi Shabbos, he made the Akira, he made the Yanoche. So the Gemara says that the Balabos is Potter from Achiyev of Chilul Shabbos, Umuta. So Tais says, Umuta, v'ka'over alifnei iver leisitein mikshu. He's over alifnei iver. That means by letting him put the chayfetz, the basket, on his hand, he's giving the oni the possibility to make a hanoche b'shus harab, b'shus hayochid. He's making the oni, giving the oni a possibility to make a hanoche b'shus hayochid. So he's oivah lifnei iver. He's marshal the oni. If his hand, so Taisus and the Kasha is asking, Taisus learned that if his hand wouldn't have been there, he wouldn't have been able to make a hanoche b'shus hayochid. The whole hanoche was because he conveniently held his hand there that the oni should put the basket on his hand. So memele, so he's evil if neiver. So it's an iser derais. V'afilu mayri shoye yochel litloi afilu loy hoye biyodoi. Litloi, that's talking about the case where he made haitzo. Or the other case would be Shreya Yochel, he could put it down, Yochel Lahanichoy, Afilu Lehoye Biyodoy. So you're saying, no, he doesn't need his hand to make the Hanoche, or he doesn't need his hand to make the Itzo. Without him, he'd also go and put in the basket. The Loy of Amishim Lifneiver, so since without me, he could also make a Hanoche, he would also make the Chilul Shabbos, so he's not Oivel Lifneiver. Because the gather of Lifnei Iver is that the whole Michshel comes about through me. But if without me, also the Michshel could come about, so that I'm not even Lifnei Iver, though you have a Mishim Lifnei Iver. The Moishit Kais Yayin Lenozer, Mukilo Beper Kama, the Mesechus Abaydis Kechovim, the Kroi Betrei Ivri Dinahare, The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that halacha, that if a person gives yayin l'nozir, so he's over lifnei iver, that is, if they were on two sides of a river, the nozir did not have any wine. Without my heshot, he wouldn't have any wine. It was unable for him to get wine. I handed him over the wine, so that's called I was marshaling. But if it was chad ivredinahare, that means without me he could also get wine, so it's not called I was marshaling. So memele, there's no lifnei iver. So we have already a teretz on the kasha. It's mutter, there's no lifnei iver. Mikol makayim iser derabonon miheike. So Taisvah says, afilu there's no lifnei iver diyaraise, al koponim there's an iser derabonon, shechayev lahafrisha ime iser. He's mechuyev to be mafrishim from an iser. So amele, even though he, without his siyua, the Oni could also do the Aveira. The Oni could also do the Aveira without sticking out his hand. But Al Kulponim, Chayev Lafrishay Meisa. Is Mechuyev Midarbonon Lafrishay Meisa. Let us see for 1 minute the Lashon HaRosh. The Lashon HaRosh is a little clearer than the Lashon of our Taisis. The Rosh is page 318. And the Rosh says it's a little clearer what the Kasha is. The Rosh says, let's just, it's in the middle of the Rosh, for Kashi brings down his Evelif Ne'iver, and then when the Rosh asks the Kashi, afilu you say it's talking about there's no Lif Ne'iver, the Mikol Mokim Isure Darabonon Ike. There's an Isur Darabonon. So the Rosh explains the Isur Darabonon, that afilu cotton oichel nevelis. Afilu a cotton is eating nevelis, Bezdin mitzuvin lahafrishay. That means a cotton who is be'etzem not mitzuvin in kol ha'teire kule. And a cotton is eating the velas. Bezdin mitzuvin lahafrishay. Kol shkein godel, a godel that is mitzuvin isurim. Kol shkein godel shelo yisayei aloi. He should not be messiah. So the kasha is, not the way it says in our thesis, is chayiv lahafrishay. The kasha is, he shouldn't be Messiah upon him. That's mamish what he's doing. That means Yenne, the Oni, wants to go and make a hanoche in the Rishus HaYochid, so he leaves his hand there. But, legis of my, so he's Messiah him. So to be Messiah, an oivrei aveire, al kaponim, Taisva says, this is an Isser derabonon. One should not call this potter or mutter. It's very interesting, the Sharatzin in Simen Shin Mem Zayin asks Akash on the Loshon of the Rosh, he says this is an Isser Darabonon, Chayev Lafrishoy, he says, L'chayre, the Mephorosh Rav Sadye Goyin, Shtels Su Agmor in Sanhedrin, there's a Chayev Arvis, that a person is nenish b'avoyin chaveira, there's a chiyev arvus, he wants to make a chilo Shabbos, and I stick out my hand. Where's the din arvus? That's an iser d'araisa. The Sharetzion asks on the Gemara, we learned in Brochus, if a person is loivish kloyim, and someone else sees him, he's mechuyev lafshitei, b'shuk. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is an iser, this is a chiyev d'araisa, it's not a darabona. So the Sharetzion and the Mephorosh Rav Sadye Goyin ask, why did the Rosh say it's only a person iser derabona? L'chayre, it should be an iser deraisa, als arvis, als teichoche. Why is it only a darabona? So the Sharetzion says something very interesting. The chiyev lahafrishay means, if I can prevent him from not doing it. That's a chayev lafrish. If it's biyodoi. Now, this Oni wants to stick a basket into my reshus. Not for shalach monis, but I should fill it up. But Al Kapon, the Oni wants to do this. I can't stop him from putting it into my reshus. As they say, that's the case over here. He won't put it in my hand.
he'll put it on the table. There's a table here in front of him. We'll put it on the table. So Memela, I can't stop him from making the Hanoche. So Memela, the Chiyav Lahafrishoi Geit Nishtando. There's no Chiyav Lahafrishoi. But Al Koponim, you shouldn't be Messiah. He wants to put it on the table. Let him put it on the table. But Al Koponim, you should not be Messiah. So Al Koponim, we see from the Rishonim, this is Amir Dike Mekir, we see from the Rishonim, the Rosh and Toisves, there's an Issa Darabonin, Lesayeya Oivrei Avera. I'm helping an Oivrei Avera. Al Koponim, we should just get a Musig, Rav Moshe Zechai Leboch has a tshuva, a very interesting tshuva. A person had a hall. He was a caterer. He used to rent out the hall for chasanis. And the people that rented the hall for the chasanis were chasanis asuris. They were rikudim shalisir. And everything, they did all dvorim asurim. So the shayt said, yes, Rav Moshe, are you allowed to rent out the hall to them? Alif ne'iver is nishdo, there are other halls. I mean, if they won't rent my hall, they'll rent someone else's hall. So pshad is the chasanis, they'll make saivisai. At the rice of the kelif ne'iver is nishdo. But Al Koponim, we have over here, Taisva says, a fellow without the derais of the Kilif Neva, there's a Messiah, Oivrei Avera. By renting them their hall, you're helping them do it. They want to do an Avera, and they're going to do it in your hall. So the Messiah, the Oivrei Avera. Nicht arrangen in the Tshuva, but Ramayisha brings down a machloikis, the Shach and the Morgan Avram, the Shach in Simin Kuf, Nun Aleph, Sivkot Mvov, in Yeredeya says, that this whole Isser of Messiah, Oivrei Avera, is Davke if he's a Shoigek. Our Tosfos is speaking about that the Oni was a Shoigek. We're talking about Chayiv Chatos. If he's a Shoigek, then there's an Isser of Messiah, Lidei Oivrei Avera. If he's a Mezid, there's no Isser of Messiah, Lidei Oivrei Avera. The Bogdan Brom Dinsa, Chabal Kaponim, Akponim with the Shach, half of the Hamdach Shain, Ein Tzad Lohoko. Chabal Kaponim, we have a Yesoidis Dike Tosfos, in an Arosh, that is an Isser of Messiah Lidei Oivrei Avera. So Taisi has a Kashas, why is this called Potter or Mutter? Vafilu imayri binochi. So Taisi says, maybe we'll say, this Oni is not speaking about a Yiddish Oni, it's speaking about a Goy. Tloi shayich lifnei iver. So what shall Oni chayiv? Oni chayiv means if the Oni would have been a Yid, he'd be chayiv. But really it's speaking about that the Oni is a Goy, and therefore, by the Balabos, it's Potter. Afilu imayri binochi, deloi shayich lifnei iver. So Taisa says, mi iser darabonon mi heike. There's an iser darabonon, kedesanye beshili pirkin, noisnin mizainais lenochi bechotza. It says as follows, that one may give mizainis to a nochi in a chotza. Not loy v'yotza, that means that the chotza is a reshus hayochet. There's a goy there, and I'm giving him mizainis. I didn't do anything wrong. Not loy v'yotza, now the goy, I gave him mizainis, he doesn't want to eat in my chotza, he wants to go home and eat. Not loy v'yotza, ain't his cooking loy. So I don't have to stop and wait if you have to finish eating in the chotza. I didn't give him to take out. I gave him in the chotza. Now he went out on his own intent as Enis Kokin. So that is Dafke. If the Nesina was that, if I can't, we were in the same Rishus, and later the guy decides to leave the Rishus. Mash me Dafke kshahan nochi b'chotza. That the nochi is also in the chotza. And when I give him the mizainis, some emele, there's the basheru sham, nothing is doing. What if the Nochi would not be in the Chotzer? The Nochi would be outside, and he's sticking his hand inside. Then you're not permitted to give to the guy he should take out. So, there's an Issa Drabonim, because it's nire, like I'm giving the guy to take out, even though that's not my intention, but the Maise is Muchach like this. So the Mele Frektois is, even though it's a guy, but there's a different Issa, not an Issa Lifnaiva, there's an Issa, one is not permitted to give a guy a chayfetz, that the guy should take out the chayfetz. And the oifen on the scene is, that he's giving to him, and it's understood, the guy's going to take it out, he won't leave his hand there the whole Shabbos. So it is also to give a goy a chayfetz. So Mamela frag Taisus, so it should still be Yosef. This Taisus is also Meiridik interesting, and I think this Vas Emes asks the Kasha. So he says, what's the Kasha of Taisus? Taisus there speaking about, now I'll to give a goy. Now I'll give a goy that the goy should take out. He was talking about, I'm having it in my hand, and the goy took from my hand. So where did Taisus see that this is also Yosef? Taisus was Medame and the Sinel a goy, to let a goy take it from my hand. So, what, it's not so posh that this is also us. Al Kaponim, Taisvis held that this is us. V'yesh loima, so Taisvis says, the Mairi benochi, it's, we'll remain with this teretz. We're speaking about a goy. V'achevet shel nochi. So Taisvis says, but the chevet belongs to the goy. V'afilu machnis and moitzi kolo yoim en kanis a clock, even shen a chevet shel balabais. So Taisvis says, this Issa, that one is not permitted to give a goy to take out, that is Davke, he's not allowed to give a goy his chayfetz to take out. But to give a goy the goy's chayfetz to take out, one is permitted. So Memela, therefore, there's no Issa derabonim. Let us again look 1 minute in the Rosh. The Rosh brings down Taisvis Teretz, and the Rosh says, this is again page 318, by the small aleph, uba Ashkenaz reisi moirin leiser af bechevet shalako. He says, no, the Balei Taisvis says you're permitted to give the goy the goy's chevet. So the Rosh says, on Ashkenaz the moire heros paskin, you know how to give the goy's chevet either. Vechem istaver, he says, what's the chilek? Kivin she'osahu mishum maris ha'ayin. If the iser is out maris ha'ayin. The Raya thinks he's giving them to take out. The Raya knows whose chayfetz it is. So he says, the whole shakla v'talya of Taisvis is no problem. The oilam b'Yisrael mairi. It is speaking about a Yisrael. Aye, if it's a Yisrael, Taisvis says, I bezoi, so it's not potter a mutter, it's potter a balosa. V'av agavdike yisure delif naiva leisite michshel, leyarinen hoche elo bi yisure Shabbos. The korelei potter a mutter, kimen deleke yisure mishum Shabbos. So the Rosh wants to say a teretz, and this is in Yisod the Taisvis Yishonim's teretz, that what the Gemara says, the Reisha is Potter at Mutter, it means there's no Isser Shabbos. It's Mutter at Isser Shabbos. It's also at Lifneiva, but it's Mutter at Isser Shabbos. That's the Rosh's Teretz. Rabbi Kiveger explains it's also very modern. Well, I mean, it's also, what's the chilek if it's also at Isser Shabbos, or it's also at Messiah the Ever? It's also! What's the chilek? It's an aveira. You brent in the selbe gehenem. But it's not also al Shabbos. It's also al something else. What is the difference? So Rabbi Kiveger says, Amoyre diketeretz, Rabbi Kiveger says as follows. Of amumar le dovar echot eine muver le kol ha-teire kule. Amumar le iser Shabbos is amumar le kol ha-teire kule. And the Beis Hillel says, afilo amumar le iser Shabbos be iser de rabonam. What does that mean? So, ein shchito seik sheire. He has a din of a akum. So, Mamela, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, all the cases of the Mishneh, poter avol osor, it's osor al Shabbos, so he has a din of mumma le Shabbos. He's a mumma le chalo Shabbos, he's a mumma le chalo teire kula. These are all the Isurim we're speaking about. This one is chayiv, and this one is osor, but he's a machalo Shabbos. He's a machalo Shabbos. Zamumma lechilu Shabbos is mumma lecholat erekula. Basha'enkein in the case of the Reish, he's a mumma ledover echad, he's misail de evra avere, he's evil lifnaiva, whatever it is. But he's not a mechalo Shabbos. So he's not a mechalo Shabbos, he does not have a din from a mumma lecholat erekula. That's what Rabbi Kiveger wants to say pshat in the Rosh. Now let us go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Kasha, in fact the Gemara, Mi'ika Bekuli Shabbos Potter Umuta. Hey, so what are you telling me? The Potter of the Reisha means Potter Umuta. And therefore, therefore it's no kasha why he didn't say, make 16. Because it's part of a mutter. But Omar Shmuel translated for us. Kol p'turei de Shabbos. Wherever it says potter in Masech de Shabbos, that means potter avol oso. And that's the translation is poshtaze, because potter means it's potter for machiyev. If it would be butter, let him say mutter. Why does he say potter? So potter means it's potter for machatos avol oso. But midarabonin it's oso. So if it says potter, it's oso. Bar mehani plus, there are three cases, the potter the mutter. Tzedas Tzvi, he's closing, there's a Tzvi inside the house, and he's closing the door because he doesn't want the cold to come in. Nagavuche, the Tzvi will be nitzed al yedei skiras hadelas. The Tzedas Nochosh, or there's a Nochosh that is chasing him. There's no shaila of sakonis nefoshes, but this is considered a meloche shein tzricha legufe. He is not interested in capturing the nochash. He's interested that the nochash should not chap him. So, memeil, since it's a meloche shein tzricha legufe, which means that the tachlis of the meloche is not the way it was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when they made seder, the tachlis was to get the animal. Here, the tachlis of the meloche is to protect himself. So this is a meloche shein tzricha legufe, which is only also midarabonon emamokem tzar loy gozu. So therefore, it's also mutter. Mafis musa is also a person squeezes out a boil and he's making a pesach. And a pesach is also als binyan. It's also a meloche shein tzricha legufe, because really he doesn't need the pesach. The ikar mechuvin is that the pesach was only, he doesn't want to make a pesach. The ikar mechuvin, he wants to get the pus out. So memeila tzvaita meloche shein tzricha legufe and bemokim tzar legozl. So memeila salkapanu, the Gemara is asking that you cannot say that the potter of the reish is potter avol mutter, potter or mutter. Shmuel said every potter masech the Shabbos is potter avol oso. Besides these three are an oisna, exclusion to the din. So the Moranz is ki yitzach leile Shmuel pturite ka'ovid maise. No. Shmuel is speaking about when a person did a pa'ula. So there did be a mokim to think, maybe it is fault achilu Shabbos. So there Shmuel says, wherever it says potter and he did something, it's potter avalosa because he did something. Like besides these three, even though he did a pa'ula, it's mutter. But pturi the like ovid maise, but in the case of the reisha, where he mamish didn't do anything in the chilul Shabbos, the oni made akira, the oni made anoch, he just put it on his hand. Iketuve. So memele. So that kash is no, is not shver. So my teretz is a good teretz. Here it's potter and mutter. Memele it doesn't. The Mishnah had no the reason to moloi 16 cases. Let us see Rashi. Tzeida svi v'tzeida snocha shemafis musa kulu beper kabalezarei mehoirig b'seife. V'hosa meforish tamayu menolei behuda potar muta. How did Shmuel know that there means potar muta? Mafis oitzer is squeezing out sheti posach that the boil should open up v'teitzei aleichem. There you need Shmuel to tell us that these, even though he did something. So only these three is potter, umutter, vesulekom. But if he didn't do anything, iketuve, kegayhanach, bovedereshe. Let us see Taisis. Bar mehani tlas. So the Gemara is telling us, that wherever it says potter, it is also besides these three cases. If he's doing something, ikshir abeinu tam, there's more than these three. Ha'ikohod disnam beperik v'memadlikin ha'mechabes ha'ner mibnei shum misyorei v'im bishvil ha'choyle sheyishon potter. If he's mechabe, he wants he has a choyle, and the choyle can't sleep because of the ner. He's potter from chilul Shabbos. Umukila b'chayla sheyesh b'isakon. It is speaking about a chayla sheyesh b'isakon. Vimkein hu potar umuta. So b'zoi, this case is potar umuta. De'ein l'chodov o'shoim b'bnei pikuach nefesh. So there we have a case that it says potar netzichem mutar also. So Mamela, so we have, and there he's doing something. He's mechabe, he's extinguishing the ne'er. The tir it's tam ilsa de pshitahi. It's also poshet al schilu Shabbos that al spikuach nefesh it's mutter. La yitzach le lishmu lashminon kede mishani besamach la yitzach lashminon pturi lekavid meise. That means the whole shmu you need when he's doing taka pula and there's a mokim to think that it should be also like mafis musa. It's a malacha shein tzrich legufe. So there's a mokim to think that it should be also mid rabbanon. So there you need the member of Shmuel. If there's pikuach nefoshes, versteht sich that it's mutter legamri. Bitzod nochosh. So Akaponim Sotaisvis just stated that in a case where there's a heter of pikuach nefoshes, then you don't need the member of Shmuel to tell me it's potter a mutter. So you have to say bitzod nochosh mairi b'deleke sakone. So now we have to say tzod nochosh is speaking where there's no sakone. Sheyuchal hi notzel bein yinacher. He could rescue himself without being tzod de nochosh. Elo mishum tzare sholei reil rabona. Kamei b'mafis musa. The loshon of Taisus, it would seem that betzim the nochosh is a nochosh hameimis, but he didn't have to capture the nochosh in order to be matzel himself. If he'd run for another hour, the nochosh would never catch up with him, but it's a very difficult cheshbin. That's tzar. So, memela ol mishum tzar eshor le'rabonon kemei b'mafis musa. V'chein muchach b'reish perek shmei nishrotzim, v'tzod nochosh lav mishum sakon nepoter. The Gemara says, the whole heter is, the muki lo kerab shimin, the oma moloche shein tzrich le'gufe poter alei. That the whole heter is, according to Rab Shimon, that holds moloche shein tzrich le'gufe is potter, is therefore, so you see, klo, the heter is not als pikuach nefesh, the heter is als moloche shein tzrich le'guf. Agavulche, the Rambam paskens la'aloche like Rab Yehuda, that the moloche shein tzrich le'guf is chayiv, now for piken he paskens that tzod nochosh is mutter. This is a shreklich problem, according to the Rambam. Voit kosher l'ri. Ba'ika ha desanya beperik b'me'isha, Rabbelezer, Peter, b'keveles, u'betzluchis, shel plait. Now, this is speaking about, this Baraisa is speaking about, this keveles and sluchis shel plait, is speaking about the tzluchis shel plait is like a bottle of perfume, that an isha is going out, and this sluchish al plaiten has a good reich, and it's attached to her, and she's wearing it for the purpose that if she has a reich ra, no one should smell the reich ra. And skeveles is also something that is scented, and it's also mekusha to her, it's mekusha to the beged, and she's wearing it for the same purpose. Now, the shaila is this a beged, is this a tachshit, or is this haitzo? There's a mokim to think a tachshit is something that a tachshit is a shame beged because it's mekashit the beged, the person who's wearing it looks nicer. Here the tzloiches and the kevelis and yesod is there's no beauty in it. So l'chayr it's not a tachshit. There's a purpose. She wants to smell well, so she's carrying a bottle of perfume with her in order to smell well. So the Tanakama holds Yechayiv Chatas. Rabbi Lezer Poiter, Bekoiveles, Betzluchis Shel Plait. So we would think, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's Potter Avalosa. But Taisi says, if you look in the Sugye, Vuhu Potter Amuter. The Baraisa Cheres Ktoni Hosam, Rabbi Lezer Oime, Yoitza Ishe Bekoiveles, Lechatchila. So we have here two Baraises. There's one Baraisa Rabbi Lezer says Poiter. There's another Rabbelezer, the Rabbelezer says, Yoitzo, Lechatchila. So, Al Kaponim, we see there's another case that she's doing a pu'ule, and it's Potter or Mutter. So why didn't Shmuel put this into, Shmuel only found three cases that are Potter or Mutter. There's a fourth case. the case of Kevelis. V'tir etzri b'shem Rab Avrom, v'loi choshev Shmuel al pturim ashnuyim b'mishne. Shmuel, when Shmuel was giving a summary of all the pturim, which means potter avolos, he's only speaking about the Mishnayis. So the Mishnayis only found three exceptions. The Tzod Tzvi, Mishnu Ba'irek, Tzod Nochesh, Mafis Musa, Mishnah Ibeidyes. So Memela in the Mishnayis, Shmuel was giving his cheshben that all the Pturim in the Mishnayis will potter avolos besides these three. But he's not speaking about the Baraisis. And the Baraisis, Taka, you found another one. There's another potter avolos. Olesforim de garsinem bepeik bemeisha, there's a girsim bemeisha. Aidi da omar rab meyer chayef chates, omale ihu potter avoloso. There's a girsim in the Gemara that says as follows. In the first baraisa, rab meyer said, chayef chates, by he isha that's yaitse bekevelis of its luchish opleiten. Rab meyer held it's a iso de reis of itso. So Rabbi Lezer told him, potter. So the Gemara, so there's a girs in the Gemara that says as follows. I did omar amei chayiv chata somalai iu potter avolosa. Perish. Rabbi Lezer, come al the Ramei, lidvorecho nami, he's saying, afilu according to you that it is not mutter, lachola yoise lo yeheya la potter avolosa, lefi girs izu osu ishapir. So it means that this Rabbi Lezer that says potter is not saying what he himself holds. He himself holds it's mutter, that's the other baraisa. But he's timing, according to Ramei, you hold it's also Shmuel Adi Shmuel, a stire of two members of Shmuel. The hoche sovu Shmuel, meloche shein tzriche legufe poter ke Rab Shimon, mishem tzare de gufe shori. Beperiki ramrinen, bedovo shein miskaven, sovu lo ke Rab Shimon, bemeloche shein tzriche legufe, sovu lo ke Rab Yehuda. Frekt the balaloches deilus, amir dike kashin. Shmuel paskens aloche, meloche shein tzrich legufe is chayiv. So from meloche shein tzrich legufe le chayiv, so atzod noche should be chayiv. And here he says, it's potter or mutter. So, the stire in Shmuel. The tiretz rabbeinu tam, the Shmuel komar, Shmuel only said to l'Rab Shimon, the oma meloche shein tzrich legufe potter, according to Rab Shimon, banitlas potter mutter. According to Rab Shimon, meloche shein tzrich legufe is potter, so according to Rab Shimon, it will be mutter, because it's b'mokim tzar. K'maish mechir Shmuel b'soif ha'oirik. The vadei potter mutter come. But v'lei, personally, Shmuel does not hold like Rab Shimon, lo yisvira like Rab Shimon. U'miyu l'didon, kaim along k'Rab Shimon. The Rove, Dave Basro, Yisove, Kevose, Bereish Noito. So Taisu says, Shmuel Amaisa, Paschus, Leit Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel Amaisa holds Mafes Musa is also, Taniso de Eraisa. La Locha, we Paschus, Leit Rabbi Shimon. So, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Shmuel said that it's Potter Amuta. Mafes Musa, Be Idiis Tznan, we learned the Mesechtes Idiis as follows. Im Lasa Islo Per Chayim. If the purpose of making, if a person makes a peh in a makke, he wants that there should be drainage, and he wants that the boil should be open, then he's chayiv chatos, because he's mechuyiv als boine, als mesaken mone, he's making a pesach, so he's chayiv als boine. Im lohoitzi mimenu leicha, but if he's not interested that there should remain a peh, that means as soon as the pus goes out, so geitem nishton, that the pe should be nistam. So memele, so then it's potter. Maitz men aleicha potter, it means potter amuta. Im taim afrek taisviz, how do we understand the first case? Heichem is chayv apsiches pe de muse. Hamrina lekama bepeirik chavis kol pesach sheinei osi lahachnis alahoitzi einei pesach. In the chiyuv of boine, when one makes a pesach, the pesach has to have a double purpose. It has to be used lahachnis alahoitzi. Lechayre here, the whole purpose of the pesach is for drainage purposes, that the pus should run out. So the pesach is made lahoitzi, not lahachnis. So why is he chay? Tiritz Rabbeinu Tam, Dainami Osi Lahachnis Avir Ulohitzi Leicha. No, it is also made Lahachnis that the air should enter. So Mamelus, that's called a Pesach, that is Osi Lahachnis Ulohitzi.
But now we're back to the kasha.
Mikol mokim, now let's get back to the kasha.
Tarti sori havim.
There are not 8, there are 12.
Tarti sori havim. So the Gemara answers as follows. Pturi da'osi buhuli dechi evchatos kochoshiv.
When the Tana gave the number 8, the Tana was only speaking about the Isurim that osi lidei chiyuv chatos, that there's a potential he might come and come to be oiva and isa chatos. The loy osi bu lidei chiyuv chatos, loy kachoshiv. But he's not speaking about the Isurim that there is no possibility, there's no afshoris will come lidei chiyuv chatos. Now let us see, there's a machlokes harishonim shat this gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Pturi, the osibu lidei chiyuv chatos. Ki goin. So Rashi shita is that what is the taich? Osibu hu, there's an afshoris that it might come lidei chiyuv chatos. Ki goin. Akirois. Akirois, there's always a potential, he might end up making an anoche. Shehein tchilas ha-maloche. This is the beginning of the maloche. The ikar le-migzer, dil migomar lo. This person is making an akire. So he might come and finish. He might make an anoche also. So memele, so these akires, which there is a possibility. There's a mokim to make a siyog. Dil megom alo. So that, the Tana is speaking about. Avol hanochais, but hanochais, le mozi, le meisi, li dechi evchatas. But a hanochai can never come li dechi evchatas. Doleka akire, gabi hai. There's no akire. So, for 1 minute, just let's explain this. Let us explain, let's say, the first case of Hitzah in the Mishnah where the Balabos made a Hitzah. Let's speak about the Hitzah. That's the last above in the Mishnah. Poshat Balabayis es Yodei Lachutz. The Balabos picked up the Chayfetz, he stretched out his hand, Nevaitziyoi Lachutz. He put out hand Lachutz. So what did the Balabos do? The Balabos made an Akira. He did not make a Hanoche. Now, he could very easily can go and put it down to the Ani's hand also. He could do that. Now what happened? Baruch Hashem, he didn't do that. The Ani took it from his hand. So he made the Yakir and the Ani made the Anoche. So Memele, so we are speaking, so the Dalit, we are speaking about the Akire of the Balabos, because this Akire could, is Osi Lidei Chiyuv Chatos, could have ended up with a Chiyuv Chatos. So the Dalit are speaking about the Akiris. Now, let us get one thing straight. The Hanocha of the Oni in this case is also Osami Darabonan. Now, the Mishnah isn't speaking about it. The Gemara says, Loika Choshev. That means we were speaking about numbers. So he says, you know, he's only speaking about Chiyuv Chatos or something that could come Lidei Chiyuv Chatos. These other Yisurim also, but the Tana isn't speaking about it. His the Shtaim Shein Alba is something which is Avadei Chiyuv Chatos or Osi Lidei Chiyuv Chatos. So naturally he doesn't speak about Anochas. Anochas are also Osa, but it doesn't go and it doesn't flow with the Shtaim Shein Alba because it's a different Sugin Gansen. It's not a Chatos de Kechiv or a potential Chatos de Kechiv. It's a Issa de Rabbono. He's not speaking about that. Yeah. V'arba diktoni b'chol chat, tarti, so where it says arba, tarti de chiyuve, there are 2 of chiyu. By the oni, there's a tzovach nose. And by the balabos, there's a tzovach nose. Tarti de chiyuve, v'akire de pture de tarti ninu. And in the other tarti are the akires. The pture de tarpinina, of the 2 pturim of the oni and the yosha. Poshet ha oni yodoi meleya lifnim, hochode, That's one akira. Or the balabos put into the hand of the oni. So that's an akira of the balabos. The yodi shaloni oisarekonis. So Rashi speaks out, so that means in these two cases, if we have one akira of the balabos and one akira of the oni. The chaim beidach, we also have an akira of the balabos and an akira of the oni. So memele, that is the shtayim shehein arba. The rabbosai oimrim, and now Rashi brings a perish from rabbosai, pshitis yad lifnim. Now, according to Rashi, let us try to understand the difference between Rashi and rabbosai. According to Rashi, let us look into the Mishnah. Posha to oni es yadi lifnim, but not balabais mitoicha. So there, the oni made the yakira. Or the balabos put into the hand of the oni. So according to Rashi, this pu'ula of putting into the hand of the oni, this pu'ula is an akira of the balabos. So even though in Yesod, the balabos did not make any type of hoitzah, that means what? The only thing he did, he lifted up the chayfetz and put it into the hand of the oni, which is Bershus HaYochid. But since this is an akire without any haitzah, but this is also osili dechiyat chatas. God's his mazli put into the hand of the oni. What if he wouldn't have put it in? He would have stuck out his hand outside. So now this is also called an akire. So according to Rashi, there's a chiyat, even though there was no haitzah mirshus l'shus, his hand never went out into the different rishus. He just lifted it up and put it into the Yad HaOni. Afal Pikein, this is called Osili Dechiyiv Chatos. The Rabbosav of Rashi said, Pshitis Yad Lifnim Legabi Shneim. Going, entering from one Rishus to another Rishus, Bein Meleo, Bein Reikonis, Sai, they're putting in an empty hand, with an intent of taking out something. Saida putting in a full hand. He tchilas amaise, but this attempt to go, already to go into another issues, so that is called osili dechi yivchates. That's called he did something here at the episode of Ketondo. Vahuhu dekachoshiv davulo talti ba'oni v'talti ba'balabais. And this is the talti that's potter avalosa by the oni, and the talti that's potter avalosa by the balabos. The Ramban asks on the rabbosa of it's a moire de kechidish, when the oni puts in an empty hand with an intent to take out, so it's called, he didn't do anything. That this is zmamish garnish mit garnish. That this should be called potter avalosa. This is about, that's how the rabbosa of Shalrashi held. Now Rashi says, Kol chiyuvi yipturi b'mesach Shabbos v'chatos koi u'b'shoigik. Now let us see Tosfos. Pturi da'osi lidei chiyiv chatos, ma sheperish Rashi da'akiris kachoshiv. Rashi said that the osurim are the akiris, einei nirelari. Chode the akire b'loy haitzo eini ele tiltul ba'ome ve'ein bo drore dechiyiv chatos klal. That means according to Rashi, when the oni put in an empty hand and the balabos lifted up the chayfetz and put it into the hand of the oni, there was no haitzo mirshus whatsoever. There wasn't any haitzo mirshus. There was, he just lifted it up in the rishus hayochid and put it down in the hand of the oni, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. Ein ele tilto b'yalmav, ein bo drore dechiyiv chatos. There's no shmek, there's no shaychis dechiyiv chatos, because everything tutzach don the Rishus HaYochid. So there's no shaychis dechiyiv chatos. So memela, why should this be called potter avalosa? It's part of also because it's osili dechiyiv chatos. There's no droga dechiyiv chatos over here. For oy de leperish akuntres, according to Rashi, kechoshev lebalabayis, gimel yitziyos, vahachnosa achas. it comes out, the cheshbin is a little lopsided. It comes out like this. According to the Balabos, by the Balabos, there are gimel yitzias vachnosa achas. That means as follows. There's one yitzias shel chiyuv, one achnosa shel chiyuv. That is from the Balabos. And then there are two akiris of the Balabos. One when the Balabos stretched his hand and stuck it outside, and the Oni took it from him. That's one akira. And another akira when he put it into the hand of the Oni that's inside. So comes up by the Balabos, there are three yitzis. The Arba is composed of three yitzis and one hachnos. Ula Oni, and by the Oni, it's Benahapachu. There's Gimel hachnosis, Vaitzo Achas. There are two akiris that the Oni makes to make a hachnose. Either he sticks his hand into the Rishus HaYochid and the Balabos takes from it, or he puts it into the empty hand of the Balabos that's sticking outside. So that's, and then there's Mamish hachnose. So there's three hachnoses, Veitzor Achas. So Taisus means it's very smodne. It's a Shtaim Shein Arbe. Both have the same Shtaim Shein Arbe. It's different. This is hachnoses. This is Heitzos. This is Gimel Achnose, so one Leitzor, Gimel Leitzor, so one Achnose. Va'oid, then Taisus asks a third kash. The Loi Choshiv, Tarti, Liftul, the Oni, Ba'achas, Uda Osher, Ba'achas, Kida Choshiv, Chiyuve, Bereish. So this third kash is as follows. When we speak about the Chiyuv of the Oni, the chiyuv of the Oni is hoitzah is one chiyuv, achnos is a second chiyuv. That's the chiyuv. Now, what is the derabbanon? An akira of achnos. So, both cases is an akira of achnos. He made such an akira, he made such an akira, but the iser is an akira of achnos. So, by achnos is called one, and akira vachnose, it's called two. That's not called two. It's an akira vachnose. There's two eifanim to make an akira vachnose. But why does the Tane number this as two? It's called, it should have said shnaim, shem shalois. There's an iser to make an akira vachnose. What an akira vachnose? Because both in Yisod are the same. Both as a haschola vachnose. The Rashba wants to fend for this kasha, since they have different siyurim, so Mamela the Tane reckoned it as two. But that's Taisvis kasha. Umeforish Rivo, so the Rivo says it's a different shot in the Gemara. The Osili Deichi of Chatos Hainu, Oisoi Shepoishet Es Yodoi Umachniso Oimoitzio. So the Rivo says the ptur that also the chiyuv chatos means the person who brought over from one rishus to the other rishus. That is called the osile de chiyuv chatos. The chavos ibov the reisha chayiv chatos in the case of the reisha. When, let's say, the balabos made a complete haitzah. A complete Eitzor means he went through two Rishuyis, and then Akir and the Rishus HaYochid and Nochah B'Shus HaRab. Or a complete Achnos, he's Chayiv Chatos. So what if he made a Eitzor or a Achnos, but it's not complete? So V'Hoch HaPotol, if he's Layosek Kol HaMeloch, Shechisa Mimenu Ma'at, he's missing the technicalities. Oy Akire, Oy Hanoche, but Lemaise, That means he did be'etzim, he did the tzuris amaloch amechuyeves. He made a hitzor, he made a achnose, but it's only yosem the rabbonim because he didn't make the akira, he didn't make the anoche. That is the osil idechi of chatas. Rebi rayim irishalmi, tekoma, leosim asnisim, elop tu, sheneged achiyu. The Yerushalmi says that he's only reckoning ois the ptul sheneged achiyuv. That means in the case, so that means just like there was a chiyuv of hachnose, so there's a ptul of hachnose. There's a chiyuv of aitzo, so there's a ptul of aitzo. So memele, that is the shnayim shein arba. He says, we're duplicating the melacha of chiyuv without all the technicalities of chiyuv, and that's potter avalosa. That in the first case, which was chayev, kigoy, posha ta'oni es yodei lifnim, uktoni ya'oye honi chayev, if the oni made the complete achnose, the oni is chayev, so says in the sefer, ptura didei choshev bovet the sefer, posha ta'oni es yodei lifnim, and he didn't make anoche, v'chein lebalabayis. So we see klar from the Yerushalmi that the Pturim, the other two, are speaking about, are duplicating the Tziyurim of Chiyuv. According to Rashi, this is not true. The Chiyuv is, Gabi the Balabos, Achnosa Vaitzo, and the two Pturim are two cases of Vaitzo. So Mamela says, it's not Ptur Kineged Chiyuv. So Mamela, that's the reverse Pshat in the Gemara. Fragt die Gemorre, Schneien Pturim, was avide melochem ibenayu. In this case, when one made an akire, and one made an oche, hois avide melochem ibenayu, abo lamaise, the meloche was done through both. So why they take potter? Tanya Rebbe Yoima meyam haoretz ba'asoy so, so he darshan sa oisa es kula v'loi ha oisa es miktsosa. That the chi of chattis is only ha oisa es kula v'loi oisa es miktsosa. Yochid v'osa oisa chayiv. Shnayim v'osa oisa pturim. If the meloche came about to shnayim, you put it. Itmanami. Amar abchi abagam de nizrika mipi chabura v'omru ba'as oisa. Yochid she'asa chayiv. Shnayim she'asu pturim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Me'am ha'oretz ba'asoyso, gabi chatos ksiv. The posik is written by chatos. What is Rashi telling me? So if you don't know Chumash, it's not telling me what it's speaking about. About Mestama, I mean, Rashi wrote it for those who knew Chumash also Mestama. So what is Rashi telling me? Gabi chatos ksiv. The posik is speaking about chatos. Yashikoyer. It could be there's a Moira Dike Svas Emes, and could be that Rashi is telling us what the Svas Emes is Moira. The Svas Emes is Moira, there was a Havamin in the Gemara. Taisus Taka does not learn like this, but well, we didn't learn Taisus. The Gemara Esta Kashe, was Avida Melocha Mi Binayu. This one made the Akira, this one made the Hanoche, so the Melocha was made. So what should be? So the Svas Emes says, what would be Lagabi Skila? You've killed both of them. Man, this one made a half of Malach and this one made a half of Malach. What's the Kasha? So the Svas Emes says, the Gemara's only Kasha was by Chatos. But these two people made a Malach together, so let both of them bring one Chatos. By Chatos, kem efregen azah Kasha. Fakel, by Skila, he says, there's no Hava Mine. That if one made an Akira and one made a Hanoche, that Lamaise, I mean, no one made a whole Malacha, so you can't kill, so even though a Malacha was done through both of them, we don't have one Mechalo Shabbos over here. But by Yaakov Mechatos, let them both, Asavida Malacha Mibeinayu, so both of them made a Malacha, so let both of them chip in, each one will chip in to have a Chatos, so they'll bring together the Chatos should be brought for the Malacha that was Asavida Mibeinayu. Could be that is Pshat and Rashi. You need a posik by Chatos. Gabi Chatos Ksiv. Let us see Taisvish. Name Ptum of Savida Melochim Ibenayu. So Taisvish says, Einei Koi Amas Nisen. The Gemara is not asking Akasha and the Mishneh. Sharei Reishe Dishneyem Pturim. Tahainu Poshe Ta'oni Es Yodi Lefnim. Kovi lekamon. That means the Gemara Dav Dalet starts explaining. That means all the time the Gemara goes keseder. We're not up to the case of Shnei Pturim. Shnei Pturim starts further Dav Dalet. So if we're asking Akasha on the Mishnah, so we have to wait till we come to that part of the Mishnah, then we can ask Akasha. Elekoi amai dekama pturi dosibel di chiyav chatos kachoshev. He's going on what he just said now. He says these pturim, there's a potential to come to the chiv chatas. Avol chatas lesbol shneim pturim. Kritatoni mas nisen. Va'amai vasavida milocha bibenayim. Now Taisva says klol, not like the Sfas Emes, and Taisva says ulei porich she is chayev horishin. The Gemara's kasha is not that the first one should be mechuyev. Dein svored al the yidei hasheni shosa hanocha v'goma havolocha is chayev horishin. That's ichan not mistava that the first one should be mechuyev. Al hasheni kaporich she is chayev v'shal yodai nigmara hamolocha. So Taisva's loim shat that the Gemara's kasha was the one who was mesavev, the gemar meloche, he made the haitzah, so he should be mechuyev. And the Gemara says, no, ba'asoyso, that since the lemaisa was done to two people, is no chiyev.